Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Stories with Briscoe and Bradshaw. I would be Bradshaw, and that would be the WWE Hall of Famer, Oklahoma's favorite son, Mr. Gerald Briscoe. And this is Best of the Best, where Stories with Briscoe and Bradshaw, we discuss, we analyze, we watch some of the greatest, most iconic moments in wrestling history. And this week we got a gem, an absolute gem. It is Rey Mysterio versus Eddie Guerrero for the custody of Dominic.
And we're going to get to see a young Dominic here. And we can see the star power this kid possesses early in his life. So it's a fascinating angle that WWE did with these two Hispanic superstars. And man, it just catapulted them both into bigger stardom than what they already have. So I'm ready to take a look at this. Let's watch the setup of it, the great promo they take. And we got to give props where props are due. Our good friend, Brother Love, Bruce Prichard, actually produced all these vignettes coming into this. And they were, because Bruce kind of grew up in that section of Texas, he understood, the way that Hispanic felt about family and everything. So having these vignettes with Eddie and Ray going into it just added so much to the angle.
Yep. Josh, if you cue it up, let's start off with the promo building up to this iconic match.
If Ray beats me at the Great American Bash, I will keep that secret inside. That way no one gets hurt. But if I win, then I get to finish my little bedtime story to Dominic.
Eddie Guerrero, a couple of seconds away from spilling his secret to the world. Look at Mysterio! What the hell is this?
No one beats me at the end, Ray. And I may have promised to keep my mouth shut, but guess what, Ray? I lie! Dominic, Ray is not your father! I'm your father, Dominic!
Is it true, Dad? Is it really true?
What you're holding there are official custody papers. That means you have to bring Dominic and turn him over to me.
Eddie, Dominic is my son. The first words to come out of his mouth were Dad. He called me Dad. I'm begging you, Eddie, please don't hurt my son anymore.
Dad, I'm scared.
No more words, no more talk. Just give me my son.
You beaten addiction, Eddie. You've beaten the streets. And you've beaten your past. And became WWE champion. But you haven't beaten Rey Mysterio. And if you take Dominic away from me, the only thing Dominic is gonna know about Eddie Guerrero is that he is a chicken.
If anybody knows I'm not a chicken, it's you.
Then prove it, Eddie. One last time. Me and you at SummerSlam for the custody of Dominic. You're on.
The future of a child literally hangs in the balance. It is Eddie Guerrero versus Rey Mysterio in a ladder match for the custody of Dominic.
I'm gonna climb this ladder for every father that loves his son.
You may be his biological father, but after SummerSlam, Dominic,
you're gonna come home
with his real father.
With Papi.
And that's me.
Guerrero last week saying that Rey is lying. That
unbelievable, huh, Jerry? Oh, John, you know, it's that family that tugs at your emotions, you know. And Dominic, what a star he was even then. And you can just tell the kid had what it took, you know, and he just adapted things so well.
But what great acting. Yeah. I mean, Rey breaking down crying and Eddie, the ultimate villain. I mean, that's world-class acting those guys were doing.
It is, and now we're going to see world-class action with these two guys. I mean, two of the all-time best. You know what, you want to say Hispanic performers, but they transcended race. I mean, they were two of the best business performers we ever had in our business.
I agree with you. You know, and it's not to pigeonhole them. You always say, you know, two of the greatest Latino stars of all time, but two of the greatest stars of all time. You know, it's just natural to say two of the greatest Hispanic stars, but two of the greatest stars of all time.
And
I just never understood Rey being able to get empathy like he does with a mask on.
Yeah,
that's next to impossible.
As you say, it is impossible. You can't see those emotions, but Rey had that body language and that eye language too. You know, that just you could read his eyes and you could read his body language, and you could tell. Having a mask on—that's got to be one of the most difficult parts of our business to work and be a star in a mask.
There's your lucha spot.
That was a great thing about their matches. They had like two or three different styles, you know, that they could go to and change their matches up.
And that's one of the things about, you know, how we talk about the old days versus the new days, and nothing against the new days, but when you had styles that you had to work in Mexico, you had to work in Japan, you had to work in Europe, you worked in Puerto Rico, you worked in Memphis, you worked in Texas, you worked in Florida. You put all those styles together, and some of them came out never match. And guys today don't have that, which is a disadvantage to them.
It really is, you know, and that's something I feel bad about these young guys, that they weren't able to go to a Texas, a West Texas. And there was a difference between working in West Texas with the Funks out there, and then when you got down to Houston, Paul Bosch expected a little bit more tamer style than the Funks did out in West Texas. But you got that basic deal where these guys that work both territories, they could blend those two styles, and man, they could come up with a style that was unknown to guys. And that's where the great guys did it. You know, that's how the great guys did it.
You know what's amazing about that? You jump on the top rope, do a drop kick to a guy on the ladder. That's not exactly easy. And Rey makes it look absolutely effortless.
Both of these guys, their technique in the ring. Here we're getting to see probably two of the most technical wrestlers in our business. And now they're going into one of the most violent matches in our business, the ladder match, where they're using all these tools and everything. This is a little bit different from their normal style, and the way these guys rise to the occasion just shows you what talents they really were.
And it shows you on Eddie, you know, when we watch this trilogy that we're doing, Eddie as a babyface was unparalleled. Eddie as a heel was unparalleled.
Great, John. What a great point. We've been watching this, and Eddie just shining as a baby face, and now he's going to show you exactly the talent that he has as a heel. And he climbed those top rungs, just kind of keeping tune with this match here, and shows you what kind of talent he is. The violence of these ladder matches are just unbelievable too. I never had one, of course. Did you ever have any?
No, I had one with Jeff Hardy, and it wasn't a very good one. Not because of Jeff Hardy, believe me. It was one, and I was so glad to get done with that ladder match. At one point, Jeff told me, he's hit me over the head with a cookie sheet. I'm on the ladder, and he goes, "You got to take a bump." I don't like heights. I don't mind falling. I'll fall through anything, but I don't like heights.
I don't blame you. Our big bottoms, our big asses were meant to stay on the mat.
As Ron would say, I'll hit you with the ladder.
Yeah. And hit you, he would.
Yes.
These two guys, you notice they come right out and they're after each other. Well, they have a reason to. Dominic is the reason behind all this. They're not coming out, with their classic wrestling style that you would expect from these two. They're coming out with a grudge on each side. That makes the match so much easier when you have that issue like they have here. And this is family issue here.
Yeah, you got a father literally fighting for his son and the ultimate villain in Eddie. I mean, it's just amazing how talented watching these back Eddie Guerrero was.
Ooh, look at that. I mean, that's scary.
Yeah.
I can't imagine doing that. And all props and all praises to go to everybody that's been in one of these damn ladder matches, man. They're terrifying to me. I'm just so happy that my big ass would come along before the ladder matches.
I was so happy, not that we were even considered for it, but they had that tables, ladders, and chairs that me and Ron weren't even thought of to be put in it. Thank goodness we weren't. We had the Dudleys and the Hardys and Edge and Christian.
And that just, adds to the Dudleys, repertoire. I mean, they're big boys. Both of those guys
are
big guys. And being able to do that on these ladder matches and compete with the Hardys and Edge and Christian, that's phenomenal on the Dudley's part. I mean, that just shows you how great a team they actually were. And ladders everywhere. As the first ladder we watched, where there's only one ladder in Madison Square Garden. Here we got
Remember the ladder match where Big Show was in it and he brought out the giant ladder. It was literally a giant's ladder.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable about Ray. I see him every time I go in there for TV, and he's still going as strong as he was back then.
And he looks the same as he did back then,
too. That's right.
He don't age. I mean, Ray has not aged at all. Where you and I got old. What's up with that, John?
It's all Dave Silva's fault.
Yeah. A stud muffin.
That's right. We need a nickname for Josh.
Yeah. We'll come up with one.
Josh, for those who are listening, are the one that is the mastermind behind all of this.
And don't blame Josh for that big-ass logo in the middle of your screen either. Josh has tried everything in his power
to get
that thing removed, but YouTube is a heel on this thing here. So
don't be pointing
to Josh or John or me. I know you wouldn't point towards me, probably towards John, but pointing towards that YouTube, they won't let us show what we want to show.
And how good is Dominic? I don't know how old he is here, but he's selling the entire time.
That family blood, Eddie, man. That's just showbiz.
That's one of the things people miss sometimes. Second and third generation wrestlers just have a head start on everybody else. They grew up in the business. They just know it better. They feel it better.
Well, they've been around all that emotion, John, all their lives. I think that's a big part of it. They felt that emotion from their old man or their mom, whichever one it is in the business. And you feel that emotion all your life, and when it comes time, you know what what reaction you should give. My opinion, anyway.
It's amazing how creative these guys get.
Oh, look at that. Whoa. Now, there's no way. I mean, that could have been a real catastrophe for Ray. I mean, that ladder didn't fall like it's supposed to fall.
Right.
You got to adjust your body so it don't get caught up in that fall. You don't have a lot of time to do that, do you?
No. It's a split second. And things can go wrong so quick. You know, I called the match at WrestleMania when they didn't have a crowd. And they would actually stop at some points and redo some stuff. I don't know how you do that. I mean, I don't know how you fall off something that big and don't just continue with the flow or do it without a crowd. And by the way, I just got to
know that emotion. Now, that crowd is so important to our business. That's the reason, you know, when these guys, I think a lot of these guys grew, though, without that crowd because they got to work to that internal pop instead of that people pop, you know.
Right. And I just got a note from our guy who doesn't have a nickname yet, Joshua. Dominic was 8 years old.
8 years old.
Wow. 8 years old, and he's working like that.
Working, you know, like a veteran already.
When I did the angle with Eddie's mom, and she was 76 and had the heart attack, I'm 2 feet away from her, and I'm thinking this woman just had a heart attack. She was that good. I'm in on it. Yeah. And I'm sitting there looking at her.
You got a 76 year old lady there that you know you got to take care of.
That's right.
And she's such a good worker. She's working you.
That's right. The whole Guerrero family, the Mysterio family, these guys can just work. And that's part of that incredible lucha innovative style that they have.
I love watching some of that lucha because it's so fascinating, the moves and how they can just flow right into one to the other. And Ray giving that fantastic sell of his. That's what another reason, you know, we watched an earlier match, you sell. And, you know, that's how you get to people. When you get somebody Ray's size and he sells like he's supposed to, it just makes so much difference in the match.
Look at this. Dominic comes out. This is unbelievable that an 8 year old is out there with these two incredible performers. And he's just as good.
Get your hands up.
Yeah. And Eddie's just the ultimate villain. He's healing on an 8 year old here.
Now, you and I were 8 years old. We would have broken down and cried if we had a.
That's right.
And he's just staring at him. You can see that emotion in his face, though. Ooh.
Dad comes to
get
see
out, Don.
You know, you like everybody, you wish Eddie had lived to be alive today. The stuff he could have done, he was so good. He would have done amazing stuff for years.
Right, for years to come. And you know, you don't even know about, that's not even mentioned the backstage ability that he had, you know, creating these matches and everything, his ideals, because he come up around the old school and had such diverse background where it was so Wild West, as you know, John, coming up in that era back in all those territorial days. Eddie could have shared that with all of his contemporaries nowadays.
Yeah, because Eddie was a natural teacher. He was a natural person who enjoyed helping other people.
I think that's what Eddie started out to be, was a school teacher.
I think Hector ended up being a school teacher, didn't he?
Hector teaching down in Brandon, Florida for like 20 years, was named Teacher of the Year a couple of times down there.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't seen Hector in years.
He got that white hair just like Mondo had.
Does he really?
Yeah.
That is a long way down.
Man, I'd be getting a nosebleed right now. Look at this. Not for me, as a... This is where you gain respect for your fellow workers out there when they're putting their body at risk like this for the sake of the business, you know.
Yeah, because this is just a flat back bump from
20 foot
that high up. People don't realize if you went out there and just did that without being trained, your body hardened, it'd break something.
It breaks something. I mean, you don't know if you're going to land on the top of your neck, top of your head, or the flat of your shoulders where you should land. It ain't over with yet.
That is so good. That's such a good spot.
Yeah. Yeah, that right there. I mean, that, whoa, and catches. What a spot.
And again, straight down.
Both of them. And look at the emotion in poor Dominic's face there. An 8-year, we don't know what 8-year-old, we don't know what's going through his mind. You know, what did I get myself into?
Right. Yeah, I'd love to talk to Dominic sometime to see what he thought during this.
You probably just gave the big boys an idea to steal our gimmick here, Don.
that's right. Yeah. Billionaire Connie now will get him on the show. And
we know they're listening. So Billionaire Connie will pull out that pocketbook and buy him.
And kill all the independent guys like he's been trying to do.
Yeah, exactly.
He'll take Josh with him and Dave Silva and all the guys. And
they'll leave us behind, John.
Yep. They'll screw the good guys. Now, this is such a good spot. You got Ray trapped underneath the ladder. And Eddie up there just being a heel.
That's the fun part right there. But you know something's coming here.
Eddie's got it won.
Timber. Damn eye clamp.
Those latches always take forever.
Yeah, especially if you're a heel. Back and forth, back and forth. What a tease here.
Now Eddie's hanging up there.
Now look at the athletic ability of Eddie, though. I mean, reach over with his leg and just grab that ladder. Now you're spinning around no man's land up there. And when you drop, you're dropping right there by that ladder. You don't. Come on, please. Put me in the right place. Oh,
man.
That's a drop, folks.
Yeah. And look how he landed.
Well, taking their time selling, getting the people to come to them.
You know, at some point in every match, you're back to square one. You know, where both guys have been beaten up enough where it's equal, where you don't know who's going to be the winner.
You start to reset everything.
Yeah. But there's a lot of work that goes into back to square one.
Yeah, just getting to that point to trip itself. Come to Three Amigos.
But done as a heel. Yeah. It's so good, so good.
Oh, he still gets a good right on the ladder. He still gets a great response when he does it. Just out of respect from the audience.
That's right.
Eddie just had that ability as a heel or babyface to get the people with him.
Right. That bump there is awful.
Oh. Gotta be, John. I mean, damn.
What people don't realize is a normal person, that breaks a hip. And because there's no trick to it. You land on the ladder.
You know, you see these guys like Bubba and Devon and Edge and the Hardy that had dozens of these things. And you see them walk around normal. And you just shake your head because you know what they've been through. You know what they've been through. And Vicky, Miss Vicky?
That's Vicky. It's amazing. You know, there's not a Guerrero that can't work.
No, isn't that something?
And Vicky had never worked at all, and she became this incredible character. She had more heat than anybody on the roster.
Anybody.
Oh, Lord.
Just by saying, excuse me.
She was so good. So talented.
It's a pleasure to see. I'm sure, John, you go around a lot of these autograph shows as I do. It's always a pleasure to run into Vicky because she always had that bright smile on her face.
Yeah.
That great hug and just, you know, she's genuinely a friend when you see her.
Yeah, she's just the most pleasant person, just a good human being.
And the life that she'd went through, man.
Look at Vicky. This is such a good finish. She's holding Eddie down. Holding How great down. Is this?
I love it. There you go.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Oh, my. Yeah. Eddie cannot believe that his wife did that. I can't believe his wife did that. Rey Mysterio has his son back. Oh, my God. Paul, this is awesome, man. Oh, man.
Happy ever after. Here. And folks, that young man there grows up to be a superstar.
He sure does.
Mom's a better worker than his mom.
That's right. That's a good storyline.
Yeah, great storyline.
You know, one of the things that make this so good, you know, is when you have a guy like Eddie who will give so much feedback and give so much of himself and his personal life to something. You know, this part of this came out, you know, a passage in his book. But when you have a great storyline and you have two great characters who are very smart people like Ray and Eddie are, they gave so much input, this becomes so much better.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the whole thing. You got two really willing and giving people out there to make his storyline go. And, you know, the entire Mysterio family with the wife and Dominic. I mean, here's an 8-year-old kid that's going to school. You know, when he gets to school, his emotions are running the gambit because there's some smart ass kids out there, you know.
That's right.
And for that's him right. to tolerate all that, you know, and his public life, I mean, it had to be a real challenge to the family to kind of explain to Dom what was going on.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, there you have it. This has been one of the pleasures of me and Mr. Briscoe's career was to know Eddie Guerrero. And now to go over this trilogy and talk about our good friend and one of the greatest wrestlers and icons and legends of all time, a WWE Hall of Famer, well-deserved. And with Rey Mysterio, you had Eddie versus Brock, an incredible match where he wins the championship. Eddie versus JBL, an incredible
match. My favorite bloodbath of all time.
And then Eddie versus Ray for the custody of Dominic. You see the range of Eddie Guerrero from a terrific babyface to a terrific heel, which most people aren't able to do both extremely well, and Eddie Guerrero certainly was. So We hope you enjoyed it. Look at, like, and follow and subscribe to our YouTube channel. This is Stories of Briscoe and Bradshaw. For Mr. Briscoe, I'm Bradshaw. Thanks for joining us.
Viva La Raza.